Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, moving forward on the journey of sainthood. Too often we readily take shortcuts to holiness. That's what the people were doing in today's gospel story from Mark chapter 7, verses 14 to 23, when Jesus challenged them to think more deeply. Religious laws told them what not to eat, and they thought that simply obedience was enough. Obeying the letter of the law doesn't get us anywhere, not really. To make spiritual progress, we must understand and obey the spirit of the law. To dig past the words and find the spirit of the law, we need a personal relationship with the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is not some esoteric, intangible force, but a friend, a guide, a teacher, a comforter, and an encourager on the journey of holy living. It's Christ's Holy Spirit who helps us figure out what to do with the natural inclinations within us that tempt us to give in to the evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly that Jesus said is what defiles us. We are all called to be saints, right here, right now, in our daily experiences. A saint is anyone who wants to spend eternity with Christ in heaven. You are a holy saint if you want to imitate Christ a little better today than you succeeded in doing yesterday. Because of this, you work at purifying your heart so that what comes out of you is the goodness of God. A canonized saint is a holy saint living in heaven whom the Church officially proclaims as a role model for the rest of us. They are not canonized just so we can seek their help when we need extra prayer support. They are given to us as spiritual supports who will teach us how to live like Christ. What's holding you back from your sainthood today? To grow in holiness, we must first identify what is impure within us and seek God's supernatural help in overcoming it through the special grace provided in the sacrament of reconciliation and at Mass. Then we have to consciously work at resisting new infections that make the heart impure. The way of Christ is not easy. The moment we feel content with how much we've already improved, that is when we start slipping backwards, because such contentment is arrogance. However, it is good to appreciate how much the Lord has helped us improve. This gives glory to God and moves us forward even while we sit still and rest for a while. What are you doing today that's moving you forward on the journey of ever-increasing holiness?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.